is Psalm 121. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Amen. The Lord is a blessing to the reading of his word. Let's just have a word of prayer. Father, we're certainly appreciative of the opportunity we have to come back into the house of the Lord. Thank you, God, for just watching over us through this week and the various tests and trials and tribulations and distresses that we all face, but yet you put it in our hearts, God, to press our way into your presence. And David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let's go into the house of the Lord. So, Father, as we come tonight, we pray that you would just meet us here, God, in the only way that you can. Minister to every heart, strengthen and encourage every person, and may you just get the glory and the honor out of everything that happens here in this place tonight. It's in Jesus Christ's name that we pray. Amen. And amen. Let's just give the Lord a hand of praise. Amen. Just thank him for his goodness, his mercy. Amen. All that he does for us. Amen. The song says, my help cometh from the Lord. Amen. Let's sing a little bit of that. I will lift up mine eyes to the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, maker of heaven and earth. Oh, he said, he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. The Lord which keepeth thee, he will not slumber nor sleep. For the Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. Upon thy right hand. No, the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. Oh, he shall preserve thy soul even forevermore. My help, yes, my help, all of my help cometh from the Lord. Let's sing it again. I will lift up mine eyes to the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. And he said, he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. Oh, the Lord which keepeth thee, he will not slumber nor sleep. For the Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade lay upon thy right hand, upon thy right hand. Oh no, the sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night, for he shall preserve thy soul even forevermore. My help, yea, my help, oh my, hallelujah, all of my help cometh from the Lord. Yes, my help, oh my, hey, my help, oh, all of my help coming from the Lord. Say, my help, so glad my help, oh my, my help, all of my help coming from, one more time, oh yes, my help, oh my, my help, yeah, yeah, my help, all of my help coming from the Lord. Oh, lift up my eyes unto the hills. He's my strength. All of my help coming from the, yeah. Oh, lift up my eyes unto the hills. He's my strength. You see, all of my help coming from the, oh, my help, yeah, my, oh, my help. Oh, yes, it does. Yes, it does. Come on, sing it again. My help, oh, hallelujah, yeah, Lord, my help, all of my help cometh from the Lord. Oh, come on, give him praise tonight. All of my help cometh from the Lord. Amen. Sing a chorus of this song. Every praise to our God. Every word of worship. Amen. Is due our God. Is he worthy tonight? I said, is he worthy tonight? Amen. Come on, let's sing it. Every praise is to our God. Oh, every word of worship in one accord. Say every praise is to our God. Hey, every praise is to our God. Oh, every word of worship in one accord. Say every praise is to our God. Oh, sing it again. Every praise is to our God. Oh, every word of worship with one accord. Say every praise, yeah. Oh, sing hallelujah. Oh, sing hallelujah to our God. Oh, glory hallelujah is to our God. Come on, say every praise, Come on, every praise is to our God. Every praise to our God. Every word of worship in one accord. Yes, every praise. Oh, it's to our God. Sing hallelujah. Oh, sing hallelujah to our glory. Hallelujah. Yes. Oh, every praise, hey. Oh, God, my Savior, God, my Savior, yeah. Oh, my Deliverer, hey, yes, He is. Yes, He is God, my Savior. Oh, my healer. Yeah. Oh, my deliverer. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, He is. Yes, He is. Come on. God, my Savior. God, my healer. My deliverer. Come on, yes, He is. 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 One more time. Yes, He is. Yes, He is. Say every praise. Hallelujah. Oh, every praise. 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 Oh, every praise. Every praise. When you see me shouting. When you see me dancing, every praise, every praise, every praise, every praise, oh, every praise, every praise is to our God. Oh, somebody give Him praise in this place tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Every praise is to our God. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Amen, amen, amen. Let's take these requests before the Lord. Amen. Sister Brown asking prayer for the Kelly family as they have a funeral on tomorrow for her sister-in-law's brother-in-law. Amen. The brother-in-law of her sister-in-law. So they're having a. This is also Brother Kyle Kelly. Some of y'all may know him as his uncle that passed. Amen. So we want to just remember, amen, that family in prayer for tomorrow. Also, Sister Burrs is asking prayer for Miss A Young. The last name is A Young. Okay, Miss A Young. Mr. or Mrs.? Mr. A Young. Okay, this is Brother Smiley's stepfather. He was recently diagnosed with leukemia and will be starting chemo immediately. Please pray for his healing and for strength, strength for him and Miss Fanny. That's Brother Smiley's mother. So we want to pray for Mr. A. Young. Amen. All right, let's just take these requests before God. Amen. Tonight, Father, we are just asking that you would help undergird this family, the Kelly family, in the loss of their loved one. Father, we're trusting that through this death, that somebody would receive life, that people would come to know you, Lord, and the pardon of sin. People would understand that they have to also leave here, and they had to make preparation for that tremendous day. So God, we just pray that you would give this family strength, and that you would help them and direct them, Lord, through this time. Put people in their path that would share your love with them and your hope with them. And we know that you're able to turn their mourning into dancing. We also want to bring Mr. A. Young, amen, before your brother Smiley's stepfather. We trust, oh God, that you would just look upon him. The diagnosis of leukemia, God, that's not too hard for you. We know that you're able to bring healing to this man's body. And we ask that you would do that, Lord, on his behalf. And we're witnesses of you being a God that's able to reverse things immediately. So we just ask it, Father, and we ask it in the mighty name of Jesus. In between his condition and him as a patient, we place the blood of the Lord Jesus. And God, we ask that he would come forth to give you glory. Amen. For healing his body. Strengthen them, Lord, during this time, and help them, Lord, to just keep faith. Surround them with people that would just put confessing positive testimonies in their lives, and that you, God, would just give them strength to only believe. We also want to remember Sister Verna's mom. We thank you for what you have been doing in her life, God. May you just continue the work that you started. And ultimately, Lord, may people come to know you through this entire situation. We give you all the glory and all the praise and all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Pray. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise. Amen. Let's just sing one more song of worship. Amen. Before we have our seats tonight. My hallelujah belongs to you. Amen. Let's sing that. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. Well, my hallelujah belongs to you. Thank you, Lord. My hallelujah belongs to you. You deserve it. Oh, you deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. All of the glory. All of the glory belongs to you. All of the glory, all of the glory belongs to you. Come on, sing it again. All of the glory belongs to you, Jesus. All of the glory belongs to you. Oh, all of the glory, all of the glory belongs to you. You deserve it. Say you deserve it. Yes, you do. You deserve it. 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 Oh, you deserve it. Oh, we say hallelujah. 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 All the glory,
All the honor, all the praise, hey, you deserve it. You deserve it. Lord, you deserve it. Yeah, you deserve it. Come on, sing it again. Oh, hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say hallelujah. Oh, all the glory and all the honor, all the praise. Yeah, you deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. My hallelujah, my hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah, say, my hallelujah belongs to you. Come on, one more time. My hallelujah belongs to you. Yeah, 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 say, my hallelujah belongs to you. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You deserve all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. You can be seated tonight. Amen. The presence of the Lord. Let's just prepare for, amen, tonight's time of offering. Just a couple of announcements. Amen. This Sunday, it will be first Sunday, so we'll be having communion and feet washing. Amen. At 5:30, so keep that in mind. Amen. This Sunday at 5:30, communion and feet washing. And also, Sister's Prayer will take place, amen, on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m., Sister's Prayer. And don't forget the potluck dinner that will be coming up on October the 15th. And not only that, it'll be a celebration of 15 years of ministry here at Spirit and Truth Tabernacle. So we want to just come and celebrate what the Lord has done over that 15-year period. So keep that in mind. Amen. Brother Josue, would you lead us in prayer? Amen on tonight. Just wanted to give a little space in our service tonight, amen, for anybody that just want to share a testimony or so from our meetings on last weekend, amen. If you have anything you want to share, we want to give you space to do that, amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, yes.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, amen. You have to call things that be not as though they were, and I'm also just piggybacking off of that. I know, like I mentioned to you all, I've gone multiple times to the chiropractor over my the pain I've been feeling in my leg, but after prayer last week, I had a tremendous release or relief, you know, from that. I still feel, you know, very minor, minute pains here and there, but it is nothing like it was, you know, before. And every time I feel a little pain, I say, thank you, Lord, for my healing. I say, thank you, Lord, for my healing. And I stood here for that. And I know that, you know, battling with diabetes, I'm, you know, also I stood here for that and expecting my doctors to declare, man, you ain't got that no more. So, amen. I thank God for that. Anybody else just want to share, amen, tonight? Praise the Lord. You know, there was something that I was supposed to set up. And I do need to get this set up here. Brother Jerry, come here just for a second. Amen. Something that I just needed to share with the church. Praise the Lord. But God is good, y'all. God is real good. God is real, real good. Amen. Real, real good. Praise the Lord. And I'm so glad that I'm on the Lord's side. Amen. If I've been on the Lord's side, I know I'm on the winning side. Amen. I can't lose. I can't lose. Not that computer. Yes, that one. Yeah, thank you. Yes. Praise the Lord. While we are just kind of waiting, it's something that I need to, I just wanted to just kind of share with you all. And while we're waiting, is there any other testimonies outside of last weekend that anybody want to share? Anything outside of last weekend? Yes, I got a couple hands here. Thank you.
talking about church and our faith.
Oh,
and
man.
It was very, I would even say maybe 5 minutes of just, you know, talking about myself. And then other than that, we were talking about church and talking about God and things like that. And I was just like really surprised. Mm. So when he asked me, he wanted a reference, and I immediately thought of my own director, you know, to for him to talk to. Mm.
Praise the Lord. Amen. God is good. Thank the Lord for that. We certainly appreciate the Lord making a way. Amen. That's all right. Glory to God. I saw Brother Stephen and I saw Brother Osway's hand. So either one. Did you get it, Brother Jerry? Okay, on the church YouTube channel. Yeah. Just get that video for me. Help him, Brother Garen, get that video.
Thank you.
pick me up? I was like, I'm definitely going out. I was like, yes, I can pick you up.
Amen.
So basically, just small things like that, I try to pay attention to the things and see what the word of God is, just on daily stuff, how he opens the eyes to him and say, you know, let me get up from those early, the little thing, do this, you never get this. You can, so let me go get out of work early, making a way for me, but I could have easily took another route and done some big things. I felt like I needed to do it. I wasn't doing something bad. You know, I wasn't like, I didn't go to church, but I had a reason not to do it. So I just wanted to say that sometimes when God opens a way, just keep your eyes open and press through to make it. If you really feel like you got to be there, just make a way to get there. And God will make a way for you too. Like, you see me? I was like, why you told me to pick you up? Well, the reason he was going to pick me, I didn't pick him up, was because there's another person that's supposed to be here praying to God that he gets here. Mm-hmm. Because something is going on, and he told that brother, he said, I'm gonna meet you at church, and I'm going to need a ride.
Oh, wow.
Just to kind of give that brother push to get here.
Yeah.
So then he has a way on the way home to show him what's going on with him.
That's right.
And then, so I said, God is all connected.
Amen.
You told me to pick you up so you can get that brother over here so you can talk to him.
Amen.
And I needed that call to push through.
Praise the Lord.
And when God is in every single move that
we're making,
we
got
to have our eyes open to see.
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Just I know when brother Jerry got the flat tire, he couldn't see all that, but God knows exactly what he's doing. Amen. Brother Stephen. After prayer, I was going home. Glory to God. Man, that's just, that's wonderful. Congratulations on the place, brother. And it's good when you see God just, you know, working through every detail, right? That's a real blessing, man. That's all right. My, and the reason they couldn't shorten nobody, because God had it for you. Amen. God had it just for you. Praise the Lord. Well, I got two things that I want to do here tonight. And the first one we will do, Brother Troy is going to come and share, amen, from his heart to our heart tonight, amen. And we want to say praise the Lord as he comes, amen. Amen. We were at Pinnacle Palms, and Brother Troy just shared a little thought, and I told the church, the ones that were there, I said, don't say nothing to nobody. We're going to have him share that again. And he did an awesome job, and I know that y'all will be blessed, amen, tonight by what the Lord has put in his heart. So, amen. Let's say praise the Lord once more as he comes.
Praise the Lord, saints. This is not a comfortable spot for me. I'm usually comfortable sitting back, you know. heard even the prophet was talking about a man carrying the ball. You know, I don't have no problem blocking. I don't have to carry the ball.
All right.
But I'll block for you all day long.
Amen.
And just be comfortable with that.
Glory to God.
So why don't we have a word of prayer as we go before the throne.
Amen.
Most gracious Heavenly Father. Lord God, I just thank you, Lord, for allowing me to share this, what's on my heart, Lord God, what you've placed on my heart. Lord, I believe that it'll be a real blessing to those who hear, Lord God. Lord God, may you just take, Lord, these words, Lord God, and use them for your glory, O Father. Hide me behind your cross, Lord God, that only you may be seen, Lord. Lord, I'm reminded of Prophet saying it's all about the approach, Lord, and how you approach, Lord, this sacred time, Lord God. And Lord, just approach it, Lord God, with humility.
Yes, Lord.
Lord God, just asking that you be glorified, Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
Nobody be glorified but you, Lord God. You've done so many wonderful things in our midst, Lord God, and we just thank you. We praise you, Lord. We give you all the glory and honor, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord.
Amen.
I'm trying to figure how we'll get started here. As he said, I kind of started, I gave some of this doing Pinnacle Palms, and he had told me, kind of caught me off guard on Wednesday or Tuesday night after prayer, and asked that, said, well, why don't you just hold on to that and bring it back again on Friday? And just, it's like, oh man, really? You want me to bring something on Friday? So I really wasn't prepared for that, but you know, after he said it, You know, I said, well, okay. And I prayed about it and everything and just asking the Lord to just help me. And it was just something how the Lord just sort of worked everything out. And the thought that was just coming, I couldn't seem to keep up with it. And things just kept. I said, Lord, have mercy. This is so much, you know. So I hope it's not too fragmented. You know, I'm not seasoned in this, and but I'm going to just do the best that I can by the help of Almighty God.
Right.
Amen. If we open our Bibles, we'll start from Hebrews, the second chapter. We'll start at the third verse. And I'll let you have your seats as we have some other scripture reading that we're going to do, but I won't have you standing through all that. Amen. It reads on this wise, how shall we escape? And if we neglect so great salvation, which at first began to be spoken by the Lord.
Right.
Okay, first it was spoken by the Lord,
uh-huh,
and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him.
Right.
God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with diverse miracles, mm-hmm, and gifts of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
According to his own will.
Right.
May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word.
Amen.
All right. Amen. I'm going to read from Genesis, the second chapter. Amen. The second verse. Then I'll be going to Matthew, the 11th chapter, the 28th verse. starting at Genesis, the second chapter, beginning at the second verse. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work, which God created and made. Amen. Matthew 11. The 11th chapter, the 28th verse. And it reads on this wise: Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Amen. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Amen. So, you know, looking at that, starting at, you know, I begin to think on things, and this Lord began to just kind of break things forth to me. And I begin to wonder, you know, on the seventh day, God rests. So, as you think on that, you say, well, what did he just kick back and not do nothing? Come on. Did he just kick back and say, oh, well, everything is done, so I'm going to just take the day off and just have a glass of iced tea, you know, and just sit back and look at what I've done and just marvel at what I've done? Yeah. Amen. That could have been part of it, because it was such a great thing that he had done. Maybe he just wanted to sit back and say, wow, what a wonderful thing that I've done. So he took the time on the seventh day, amen, to just sit back and he rested. But I believe what he was doing there was working out a type. Amen. So we see that the Lord rested on the seventh day. Amen. Hebrews 3 says, if I can get back to that. Amen. Yeah, bear with me. Yeah, Hebrews 2:3. Amen. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Amen. Thinking about the plan of redemption, you know, Christ had all in his mind the entire time, amen, to redeem what he had started, to redeem us back, because we was lost, right, amen, after the sin in the garden, amen, and seeing that we were lost, that we had, the mankind had failed. Amen. But see that God had a plan of redemption already made. Amen. I have here the plan of redemption must started with the fall of man. Came the fall of man, and because man came Jesus Christ. And through Jesus Christ came the redemption of man. Just as a man does not desire food until he is hungry, so he does not desire salvation until he knows why he needs it. Right. No one adequately and properly knows why he or she needs Christ until he or she understands and accepts the doctrine of the fall and its effect upon mankind. Yeah. Now, looking at the fall, what did the fall do to us? It put us in bondage. We was immediately in bondage. God came down. Adam, where art thou? Adam knew, they knew that they did wrong, because that's why they was hiding. All of a sudden, fear set in. They had was in a perfect society, had no worries in the world, had nothing to worry about. And then after the fall in the garden, immediately into bondage. They had to work by the sweat of their brow, till the soil. The woman was cursed with childbearing and labor. The earth was cursed. Amen. So being that that was cursed, not all body, when he made this flesh, he took earth and blew into earth to make this flesh. So when he cursed the earth, amen, he couldn't touch our soul, but this flesh began to die.
All right.
That's when death set in. So what happened? Stress. They began to worry. And science, medical science, will tell you today that worryation and fret and stress is the first thing that begins to decay this body.
All right,
it'll cause sickness more quicker than anything we can do.
That's right.
Cigarettes. The prophet of God told us that a man smokes cigarettes and drugs and drink alcohol.
Yeah.
What are they doing? Looking for peace. Looking for some sort of release, some sort of satisfaction.
Right.
They can't seem to find it anywhere else.
Yeah.
So what they do, they turn to artificial drugs.
Amen.
They turn to street drugs. They turn to cigarettes. And what does it do? It's death.
That's exactly
all the time, death setting in.
Yeah.
We needed redemption.
Amen.
The only way is to find that rest.
Amen.
And that rest, amen, is in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. So I'm going to read here from Hebrews, the third chapter, the seventh verse. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in provocation, in the day that was tempted in the wilderness. When your fathers tempted me, prove me. And saw my works for 40 years.
Yeah.
Wherefore I was grieved with that generation and said, they do not always err in their heart. In their heart. And they have not known my ways. So I swear in my wrath, they will not enter into the rest.
All right.
Because let's take a look at that. God had sent them a deliverer, had taken Moses. And what was Moses being led by? God took him up on the mount and showed him the pillar of fire. That pillar of fire, Moses was watching that pillar of fire. Now, even though they didn't see the pillar of fire, Moses was trying to convince them to follow me as I follow the pillar of fire. Amen. The word came to the prophet. So all of the signs and wonders, the miracles and things that went forth, and they was delivered from Egypt, went across the Red Sea and all, and still they didn't believe. And still they didn't believe.
Right.
I reminded a place where, you know, everybody say that God is such a loving God, and how could he throw people into hell and this, that, and the other? Well, you know, he would never condemn a man for sinning. It's not for sinning that he's going to condemn you. It's for your unbelief. It's for your unbelief. Everybody has an opportunity to accept him or reject him. You have an opportunity. I go back to the thief on the cross. He had one chance. He had one chance to accept God. He said, this day would you remember me in paradise? He had one. That was his first and only chance. And maybe somebody in here have one chance tonight. We don't know. It may be your only one and only chance. The scriptures say, in the day you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Amen. As they did in provocation. So we don't want to make the same mistake they did back in the children of Israel did in the wilderness.
Right.
By seeing so much, by seeing all of the signs and all of the wonders, amen, and not realizing what was really going on. Not realize that he's taken us to a perfect place of rest all along. Amen. And to continue to have faith, amen, continue to follow and keep believing. Yes. Don't lose hope. Don't murmur and complain.
Right.
Amen. So the bondage, the penalty of the fall of bondage is sin.
Yeah.
Amen. I was reading. It says you will find that there's no new sin.
Come on.
You will find that there's this generation you will find more sinners, but no new sin. Amen. There's no new crimes, just new criminals. There's no new evil, just new evildoers. There's no new pleasure, just more pleasure seekers. Psalms 5 and 55 and 1 say, behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and sin did my mother conceive me. See, his sin did his mother conceive me. Ecclesiastes 7:20 say, there, for there is not just man found upon the earth,
right,
that doeth good and sin not. So we all have sinned.
Right.
Any man that's born of a man and a woman,
right,
through a sexual encounter is born in sin,
right,
shaped in iniquity.
Right.
That's why he couldn't bother Adam.
All right.
And then that's why Jesus came a total different route. There was no sexual desire involved in that. Amen. That was perfect. Ezekiel.
Amen.
28:15 says, thou was perfect in all thy ways from the day thou was created till iniquity was found in thy heart. When it seems like you, amen, until iniquity was found in your heart. When it seems like you just can't catch a break. Sometimes it seems like you just go two steps forward and two steps backwards. You just can't seem to catch a break. Amen. The Bible says, beloved, think it not strange concerning these fiery trials that you go through.
Hallelujah.
Amen. As though some people think things strange and happen unto you. But rejoice as ye are partakers in Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad with exceeding great joy.
Amen.
Amen. Now, I was looking into that and Paul one day on the road to Damascus, amen, Paul was apprehended.
Yeah.
I was thinking on that and Brother Garen kind of touched on it, picked up on my thought there. And you know, sometimes the Lord is trying to get our attention.
Yes.
Sometimes the Lord gets our attention. He may do little things. You seem like you just can't get ahead. You just can't seem to catch a break. And your heart is just burdened. Say, well, Lord, I keep trying. I keep seem to doing everything right, but I just keep taking. Seem like every time I just get knocked back down.
All right.
Maybe the Lord is trying to get your attention. Maybe there's a warrant out for your arrest.
Right.
Amen. One day, Paul had a warrant out for his arrest. He was on his way to Damascus. Amen. Doing what he thought was right. But he didn't know that there was a warrant out for his arrest. I say sometimes it's a lot easier to just turn yourself in.
Come on.
You hear the preaching of the gospel. To just take that step and turn yourself in. Because you don't want the Lord to have to apprehend you. When the Lord apprehend you. See, the police, when they come in and apprehend you, they don't come pretty. They come in hard and they come in strong. Amen. You're going to get some road burns or you're going to get bent up. Amen. They're going to come in hard and apprehend you.
Yeah.
Amen. So Paul, on the road to Damascus, was apprehended.
Yeah.
There, he had a warrant out for his arrest.
Come on now.
Amen. He came in that same pillar of fire.
Yeah.
Now, we were just talking about that pillar of fire that was led the children of Israel.
Yeah.
That same pillar of fire came and took him out, knocked him off the horse.
Glory.
Now, the two other guys he was with didn't see it.
All right.
But only Paul saw it.
All right.
To the point that it blinded him.
Yeah.
Amen. They had to lead him back to a street called Straight. Where he had to sit and learn of his ways.
All right.
Amen. And before God was able to give him back his sight.
Come on now.
Now, we had a brother here.
Yep.
Brother Diggs.
Come on.
Amen. God told him to do a certain thing.
Yeah.
Come off your job.
Yeah.
He was hesitant on doing it.
Yes.
Well, how am I going to feed my family?
All right.
I can't just come off this dog.
Come on.
God took his sight from him.
Yes, he did.
Took his sight.
Yeah.
His wife had to lead him around.
Yeah.
To go and do his ministry. Still preaching.
Right.
Lead him around.
Right.
Till she brought him over here to Okeechobee. Right here to Okeechobee.
Yeah.
And they sitting in the restaurant.
Yeah.
And he says, man, I want to go get somebody go get me another salad.
Right.
And he said, man, I'm not going to get you salad. You go get your own salad.
Amen.
And by faith, he got up. And say, I go get my own salad. And as he was getting his salad, his sight came back. Amen. Now, in that day, all the way to this day, it's the same God. The same God. In that day of provocation, they didn't believe. Now, what is unbelief? Sin. Sin is unbelief. We cannot just look at these things that's happening right here in our midst and say, oh, it's just something that happened. No, it is God showing us that he is with us. That he is right here with us just like he was then. We don't want to grieve the Holy Ghost. He is right here with us. That same pillar of fire.
Amen.
Amen. That same pillar of fire.
Yes, sir.
So I swear to you, amen. Let me go on. Amen.
Glory.
Wherefore I was grieved with that generation of air. So I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into that rest. Take heed, brothers, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God, but exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin or unbelief.
Right.
Amen. For we are made partakers of Christ. If we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end, while it is said today, if we will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the day of provocation. For some, when they heard, did provoke. Howbeit, not all came out of Egypt by Moses, but with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not that of them that had sinned, whose carcass fell in the wilderness, and the womb swear he that they should not enter into his rest? But to them that believe not, so we see that we could not enter because of unbelief. Amen.
Amen.
Let us therefore let a promise being left to us. Left to us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to comfort short of it. For unto us the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in the day they heard it. For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, as have sworn into my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. For he spake in a certain place for the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works. And in this place again, if shall enter into my rest. Amen. I just want to give a little, go on that and give a little testimony. Amen. The believer rests in the perfect work of redemption,
right,
as God rested from his perfect work.
Amen.
Of creation.
Yeah.
Now, everybody heard the testimony of my wife and how the Lord healed her of the cancer.
Yeah.
Amen. And I happened to go with her to the doctor on yesterday, and it was something even the doctor is testifying. The doctor saying, well, the Lord did it before. He could do it. And I said, you're right. You said, the doctor and the nurse, we just sitting there. The doctor and the nurse testify. So I said, well, glory to God. But in that, you know, my wife and I was trying to, back in June, just needed a break, wanting to get away for a while, had been working, and figuring it's time for me to just go and rest. Take a rest. Just take a few days of, you know, and just kick back and just not do anything for a while. Just enjoy a little time, just me and the missus. And we had my brother Fred, around June come. So I said, well, I don't want to do it before that. I'm going to wait till after Brother Fred done leaving and we get all of that out of the way. Then maybe we'll take some time. And then right after that, you know, Brother Wesco had his meeting, so it kind of pushed it back. And then my grandmother passed. So, that was kind of, you know, we hung around for that. And then I had my bereavement days. So I said, okay, well, I'm going to take my bereavement days, and I'm going to take those bereavement days and put them with a few days, and we're going to get away. Now, it was in that week that we found my wife noticed a lump in her head. So she went on to the doctor and had the biopsy and everything. And as she had the biopsy, you know, she came back and she told me, she said, well, the doctor said it was, you know, it wasn't, if any pus or anything come out of it, then you don't have nothing to worry about. But he cut into it and said it was very vascular is the word that he used, and said that, you know, this is something that we have to have biopsied and looked at. So they sent it off to the lab, and we were supposed to be leaving actually that Monday. I was going to take that Monday off. I had the whole week. And we were waiting for the results, and, you know, needs to say we were both a little nervous, and we were doing all, we were praying and just believing God, just trying to keep on a positive note, you know, and just Lord, I know that you're a God, you're a healer, but you know, sometimes, you know, God take you through things just to prove himself. Yeah. Amen. So we just hoping that everything come back negative. So the doctors, they never did call us, and they were supposed to let us know, and they said, well, we haven't got the results back. So I said, you know what, we ain't going to worry about this. We just going to go. So we kind of just went ahead and threw our stuff in the car. We didn't even tell our son we was leaving. We just hopped in the car and left. He called us that night. We in Orlando. He said, hey, how about this for dinner? He said, I don't care what you have for dinner. You got what you want. We in Orlando. He said, why don't y'all let somebody know when y'all leaving like that? He said, that's reckless. You shouldn't do that. This is my 20-year-old. I say, well, I'm grown. So we were up there, and we still, you know, it was the strangest time. We had never quite had a time like this because we were both worried just a little bit, but Lord, we believe. We're trying not to worry, trying to have a good time. So, you know, we were gonna, you know, do a little swimming and get in the hot tub and all of this, but you know, when she had the thing in the hair, I said, no, we ain't gonna do all of that. So we really didn't do anything, just hung out. Just, you know, went out to dinner and things like that. But each day we up there and we called. Now that is the time when we was up there and Jack called, hey man, y'all, we planning this thing in September. Y'all got your tickets. I found these tickets. And they pretty cheap. So we said, yeah, okay, well, send me the information and everything. And while we was up there, now we hadn't even gotten the results back at that point. We went ahead and we booked our tickets for September. So we had our tickets booked for September. So I think it was a couple days later, we were having breakfast, and they gave us the call, and they say they called us, we were having breakfast, and they said we have to send it out for a second opinion. And so we're like, second opinion? What you mean a second opinion? Like, why you need a second opinion? So that's what they told us. So we say, okay, well, we just go on and just taking her. I end up driving her around the whole 5 days shopping. I'm just driving. She's just driving her to different stores while I sit in the car. But that's okay. It was rest. she buying different stuff for the wedding. And so we finally got back, and it was, like as she said in her testimony, about 7 o'clock that night, we finally got a call, and they said that, told her what it was. She took the phone call and came and told me, and I had to go to work that night. And, you know, she was, I can imagine it kind of hit us both like a ton of bricks, and we just like, no, I'm not going to accept this. I'm not going to accept this. This can't be happening. This can't be happening. And, I can tell when I got to work, she texted me, and I can hear it just in her words, the worryation. So I text Jack, and I say, man, just pray that her faith, and Jack said that her faith is ignited. Her heart said that her faith is renewed, and Jack said her faith is already, because that was Sister Sam had just gave the testimony, I think, a week before of how the Lord healed her of cancer. And I say, well, baby, we just hold to that. And I text her back. I say, look, don't you be discouraged. Don't you be discouraged. You know, I said, we're going to get through this. God is in control. God is in control. And so we just going on and believing and just believing by faith that God know what he's doing. God is going to handle this whole thing. The Lord just take all. And she will say, in that whole process, she's saying it's tough because the devil just fighting. The devil just fighting your mind. And things like that, and you're just going through, and but you just, Lord, we just holding on to your faith. We holding on to your unchanging hand. We know that you are God, amen, that cannot lie. Amen. You do the same yesterday, and they just quoting scriptures. Amen. You are wounded for our transgressions. Amen. You took all of this at Calvary. We are not going to accept this report. We're not going to sit and bow down to it. We're going to fight this all the way. So, and we just going on, and when finally went up, and she went through the story about how she was going to the doctors and everything. We went to a doctor here, and then we ended up going down to the university in Miami, seeing a specialist down there and everything, and just kind of being out, okay, we're going to go ahead and let the doctors do what they need to do, you know, so... we went on and we had to go see the radiologist, and the radiologist talked to us and everything. And that's when she said, okay, wait a minute, we're going to put this off because we had paid for this trip while we was on our rest.
Yeah.
We was at rest,
right.
And we had paid for this trip,
right,
to go to Indiana.
That's right.
Amen. And so while we was there in Indiana, amen, the minister, it was the last service, and I know she had already told me, she said she wanted Brother Nathan to pray for. So it was the last service, and I went, and I talked to Brother Nathan and Brother Jack, and you know, I told him and everything, and Brother Nathan immediately, oh, yeah, he said, Sister Tanya, and he remembered how last time he was here, and she had the problem in her arm and in her shoulders and everything, that thank you, brother. How that took care. He prayed for her, and she was healed, amen, of that problem in her arm. So, you know, he was eager, amen, to honor that request. And after he prayed for her, amen, I don't know when the tumor disappeared. I don't know when it happened. 'Cause he prayed for that Sunday evening, we went and went to bed. I don't even think she looked at it that night. Probably didn't realize it that morning. I don't think we realized it was gone until we got back. And she said, well, where is that? She said, I don't know. It's gone. She pointed at me, do you see it? I said, I don't see nothing. But see, the ironic thing about it is we had set the trip up before. We hadn't even found out if it was detected. They hadn't gotten the results back.
Yeah, all right.
So my point in all of this is God had already made a way.
Amen.
Before we even got the results.
Amen.
God already had the way for the healing before the results even came back.
That's right.
It was already done. It was done then. We just couldn't see it. But we believe in by faith and holding to God's word that he's got this in control. Before we even knew what was going on, he had already healed her. She was already healed back in June. It was just waiting on the manifestation for September to come for the minister to lay hands on her and everything take shape. But it was already laid out. How can we escape such a great a salvation? Amen. How do we see these kind of things going on in our midst? Amen. We heard the testimony, Brother Diggs. We see the testimony of how my wife and God miraculously healed her of cancer. Amen. We see all of these wonderful things, Sister Cherise and Brother Stephen. These things are, don't take these things lightly. I wonder if we had, if Christ himself had came down and there was a great big light and CNN had picked it up. We don't know what this is. And it was Jesus, a figure of Jesus floating in the air. And everybody in saw it. And it came into how many people? And on the way, it went by the hospital and healed two or three people. Right. It went by another hospital and healed two or three people. And then they followed this light and it came into these doors. This place would be packed out. You wouldn't be able to get in here.
Yeah.
But God is so simple.
Yeah.
Yes. One person say, he watered the whole earth by the dew and never make a sound.
My God.
But it's still God.
Right.
So simple. So simple. And it's happening right here before us. Right here in our midst. Oh, my God. I'm just looking at, and you know, one of the ways that I really wanted to go, looking at the prophet Isaiah. And as I showed him the vision of the seraphims, they had six wings. Mm-hmm. And they was going back and forth before the throne, saying, holy, holy, holy. Amen. Let's go to that right quick. Amen. Isaiah 6. Church, we're not just playing church. God is with us. God, don't miss it. God is with us. Amen. Ask what you will.
Glory.
Ask what you will.
Hallelujah.
Ask if oh my God. How?
Jesus.
So great a salvation if we neglect.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. To recognize that he is here before us. Amen. We don't want to grieve that pillar of fire.
Amen.
That's what the children of Israel did. They grieved God. And he said, because of your unbelief,
all right,
because of your sin, not because you out there doing drinking, not because you smoking or doing whatever you're doing, whoremongering and all these things, but your unbelief.
Jesus.
When I'm here showing you by my word, what else can I do?
Amen.
It's a relationship.
Amen.
Listen. He said in one place, we hear, we listen with our ears, but you hear with your heart.
All right.
You look with your eyes, but you see with your heart.
Right.
Open your heart.
Right.
In the day you hear his voice, harden not your heart.
Amen.
It is a relationship. He wants to redeem you back unto himself. He wants to take you from that old husband who stole you at the fall, that bondage that you are in.
Amen.
Of sin.
Glory.
And shame. He wants to release you from that. He loves you. This is a relationship. Amen.
Amen.
See, the Satan chose the mind, but God chose the heart.
Amen.
Amen. Isaiah 6. Amen. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon the throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims, each one of them 6 wings. With twain they covered their face, and with twain they covered their feet, and with twain they did fly. And one cried unto another, said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the post and the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was full of smoke. And then I said, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people with unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King of the Lord of hosts. Then one flew of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken from with the tongs and off the altar, and he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lo, this hath touched my lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin is purged. And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Who shall I send? And who will go for us? Then said I, Here I am, Lord. Here I am. Send me. Amen. And you know, that's what those seraphims before a holy God. Amen. You know, they took 2 wings and they covered their faces in reverence because of reverence. They realized that they was in the presence of a holy God. And these were angels. And with 2 wings, they covered their feet out of respect. Right. Out of respect for God. Mm-hmm. And with the other 2 wings, they were in action. So we move with the Holy Spirit. We get into action with all humility and reverence for him. Even as we work, and I'm just looking at the testimonies that we heard tonight from, because you see them every week. Yeah. Amen. They in action.
Right.
They love the Lord and the things that they're doing, and they're in action. God got to honor that.
Amen.
God has to honor that.
Yes,
amen. And then when you see God doing little great things, what we do? Testify of his goodness.
Yeah.
Testify for his goodness, not just thinking, oh, well, the Lord did something. We don't know. God, what it is your mind. Your mind, you let the devil enter your mind and say, what, was it the Lord? Was it really the Lord?
Right.
Don't let unbelief enter your heart. Don't let the devil put that unbelief in your heart.
Right.
He's going to use his mind to try to get you to downplay it.
Amen.
No, it was God.
Right.
God is here.
Amen.
Just because you didn't see that pillar of fire.
Right.
It's the same pillar of fire.
Yeah.
Amen. That led the children. Same pillar of fire. That led Paul. The same pillar of fire. That's here making things happen today. Right here in our midst. It'll be so humble. It'll be so quiet that you'll miss it if you're not careful. Amen. Amen. I got a couple of quotes here. Amen. Now, I don't have no fancy computer, though. I can have it all out. So, I'm working on that. Amen. Amen. A Christian at rest. He said, why are people so tossed about? I said, a Christian at rest. A Christian faith is based solidly upon rest.
Yes.
That's right. A Christian is not tossed about. A Christian doesn't run from place to place. A Christian doesn't fuss and fume and worry about things. A Christian rests.
Yes.
Rest.
Amen.
Rest in the word of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Jesus Christ arose. Amen. Worry. Listen at this now. Worry will cause cancer.
Yeah. Wow.
God don't want you to be frowning. God wants you to be happy. The human heart was made to be happy. Worry will cause cancer. Temper will cause cancer.
Wow.
Don't never be upset. Just walk in his love. Walk in his love. And see what I was going back to the bondage. That's what happened in the bondage. First we see they sinned in the beginning, and all of a sudden what? The first thing set in. Worry. Stress. And then all through the times, what is that going to cause? It causes cancer. But we know somebody who can take care of all of that.
Amen.
Don't worry, saints. Trust God. God chose the heart. Amen. And united under the one head, he preached. He said, see, the same devil, if he can get you to stop just for a minute, he can make you reason it out. He can make you think what your with your mind. But God doesn't use a man's head. He uses a man's heart. God works on his heart while the devil works on his head. God chose the heart. The Bible says, as a man thinketh his heart, so is he. So is he. As he thinketh with his heart, so is he. So believe with your heart. Amen. Believe with your heart that he is able. Amen. And he's willing. The greatest miracle of all is the salvation of the soul. All right. I started out earlier. So how can we escape if we are so great a salvation? How? So great a thing that he has done for us. How do we just neglect if we neglect so great a salvation? Amen. Wow. Never permit in the message law. Never permit a negative thought to come to your mind. Let your heart, let your testimony always and your thoughts, everything. Never permit a negative thought to come to your mind if you can help it. When it starts, don't entertain it. Well, you say, I can't help the thoughts from coming. Well, that be like a farmer that said he couldn't stop. He couldn't stop the birds from flying over his place. But you could sure keep them from roosting. So that's the good thing, you see. You can't help those thoughts when they come, but don't entertain them. Let them pass on. Amen. So whatever you stay in need of, whatever you stay in need of, trust God, saints. God is here. Amen. With those two wings, the angels covered their face in humility. With the other two wings, they reverenced the place. They reverenced before God. And with the other two wings, they got in action. They got in action. So it was we have to. Amen. Lord, how do I put it? We have to always be working. It's not by works. I shouldn't say that. Not working. It's not by works. But when you have a revelation that we always, Brother Jerry put out a really good quote earlier today. Amen. Never presuming. Never presuming that we're there, always contending, always crying out for it. Amen. Because once we have salvation, there's a process. We believe in unto the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Believe in, born again. Amen. It's not just something you say. It's a life. This flesh has to die out. This flesh has to die out. And when you're totally died out, don't nothing else matter. Amen. I believe, you know, a lot of people, I sit back sometime and I wonder, amen, a lot of people, we're working and doing things, you know, like we planning on being here. Yeah. Now, right. We occupy until he come. I understand that. Right. You know what I mean? You don't just sit and just don't do nothing. But sometimes we act like we plan on staying here. On, when we give more time to the things of the world than we give to the things of the God, it shows where your heart is. Amen. It shows where your heart is, you know, and I'm not just trying to throw off and things like that, because, you know, I'm just your brother. I just thank God for being here. I thank God for being here because, there was a few years ago, I always knew who I was. Now, don't get me wrong, but I was a man running from the presence of the Lord, literally. All right. Running from the presence of the Lord. I told my brother a long time ago, I said, man, I knew I was scared to come back to church because I knew I messed around and getting that anointing, what was going to happen. I said, I messed around and getting that anointing. So I said, I would never come. I said, Lord, I can't go up in there, man. And I was talking to my wife had did some work for my sister. And she said, okay, now I'm not going to charge you for this, but what you have to do is you have to promise to come to church with me one Sunday, or so, you know. And she said, oh. And she said the same thing. She said, oh, no. She said, she said, Lord, y'all get me up in there. I know me. I'm being there crying, Lord. The condemnation. She know. She just running. Just running. But see, there's a warrant out for your arrest. The papers have been signed by the judge, and they got an all-points bulletin. They looking for you. When my wife gave her a notice, that you have been noticed. You've been served. You got to come to church. And I believe when she come here, boy, that Holy Ghost going to get on her. And she ain't going to be able to let go. She going to be cuffed and apprehended. Amen. And that's what it's all about, church. Amen. I just pray that y'all was able to get something out of that. Amen. That we ought to be in action. Amen. We don't want to upset. We don't want to. It was so much more there in Hebrews 4 that I could have read. But the gist of it is we don't want to upset God. We don't want to upset God in this hour, because see, then they were believing unto. Now we're looking back to Calvary. Amen. And seeing what he has done for us at Calvary. It's a finished work. Amen. Amen. So let us hope that the devil gonna come to the mind, but don't let us fall asleep. The prophet said, he was in this message, said, don't fall asleep now. Get it. Don't fall asleep. And right here, Lord have mercy. That same pillar fire is with us. Amen. Amen. So y'all pray my strength in the Lord. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. I tell you, we thank God. You can be seated just for a few minutes. I'm so grateful to see what the Lord has done and still doing. Amen. In the life of my precious brother, you know, he as he was just talking about, you know, years ago he probably never thought he'd be doing what he's doing tonight, right? But God is a good God. Right. And I tell you, just even the testimony from him and, you know, my sister-in-law, just something that just give us a little push. Amen. And the prophet told us that these things produce rapture and faith. You see, if we don't have faith that our bodies can be healed, then how are we going to have faith that our bodies can be changed in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye? So God has to give you some tests and trials, amen, just in your body, just so that your faith can be elevated, right? So, you know, the Bible says, think it not strange, the fiery trials that come. And when you think about fiery trials, man, that's hard. That's tough. That's difficult. Amen. But God is still God in the midst of everything that we're going through. And I, you know, Brother Troy is just kind of sharing this, and I've been sitting here trying to debate how to do this. Amen. What I will share with you all, if y'all would just bear with me, there's a video that I need to show y'all, but let me see. What I'd like to do is show it on Sunday. That's what I'd like to do, is show it on Sunday, and I'll just tie it into the sermon, amen, on Sunday. But I ain't going to have everybody here Sunday, too, am I? I'm not going to have everybody here Sunday. Show up both days. I want to thank God for Brother David Foxworth, amen, being with us. And I need you to just testify for a little bit. And his cousin come down from Washington, came, it, you know, God just orchestrated it that he would be coming this week to be with Brother David. He had planned it, orchestrated. I was going to be here this week, and I had after Sister Tanya's testimony, I immediately started thinking about who I could call, and then I people that I forgot to call. You know, I wish I would have had Sister Janet here. The devil been fighting her with her eyes and things like that. I just wish so many people we could have got here in the presence last week. But Brother David was one that I called, and I said, Brother, you know, God just healed of cancer, and I know you're going through some things, but I was just, you know, just encouraging him in the faith. And he said, my cousin going to happen to be here. I'm picking him up at the airport. And you know what? We're going to come on Saturday night. I said, well, praise the Lord. So he came Saturday night, and he called me back this week. He said, my cousin want to come back to church before he go home. I said, well, we having church Friday night. You know, and they made it by the grace of God. So I'm happy to have them here. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm so happy to have them here. So what I want to do, and I know Brother David is related to Sister Brown, and you know, and the way that we even got connected, he just kind of shared some things. I need your pastor to just pray with me. Brother David, you just want to share a quick testimony, amen, here tonight.
Testify, and I got a good friend. I'm a pastor too, you know. And so we thank God, first of all, that when I got sick, I didn't come to God because I was sick. I already knew God, and I knew who to go to. But I got a best friend. She was a secretary at my old church, and she talked to me Monday, and she said, Brother Fox, I just don't see it in my spirit. She said, I just don't see it, you know, that the devil winning this. You know, she said, I just don't see you losing this. You know, she'd been telling me for 20-some years that I had favor with God. Yeah. To every time it seemed like it wasn't going to happen for me. You know, tomorrow the deadline, somebody will call me today and say, what you need? You can come get it before tomorrow. All right. And so just listening to her, that encouraged me so much that when people was talking to me all through the week, they was like, if I didn't know you had anything, I wouldn't think you had anything. Because the strength in my voice and in my conviction, you know, because God made me some promises. See, I don't know what he tell everybody. Everybody get up and say what he did for them. You know, but like the songwriter say, this is my testimony.
Amen.
I have to tell it,
because
you don't know like I know what he done for me.
Yeah.
You know, he brought me out of a lot of different situations.
Yeah.
You know, so cancer or whatever I'm going through now, hip surgery I have to do and all of these things like that, sometimes it has to get worse before it get better.
Right.
But when it is over,
you
got a better testimony.
Amen.
Easier. Amen. So the deal is this, that if, you know, people say, they call it Cadillac faith.
Mm-hmm.
See, if you're believing for a Volkswagen, then all you're going to get is a Volkswagen.
All right. Yeah, all right.
But my cousin will tell you, I drive big cars. You know,
yeah.
I drive big cars
yeah.
because that's what I like.
All right.
And the way that God summed everything up to me is you can have it if you deserve it.
All right.
And you really want it.
Yeah.
And we want healing. And we deserve healing.
Amen.
And we know who the healer is.
Amen.
And we count it as done. God told me out of his own mouth, he said, son, I don't care how bad it look. I don't care how bad you feel. I don't care what the doctor tell you.
Amen.
I got you.
Amen.
By his stripes,
amen.
I am healed.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
We overcome by, amen, our testimony, the blood of the Lamb, amen. We are standing in faith, amen, with Brother David. We've seen it. We have been witnesses. So I'm just expecting great things, what we call big things. You could drive a big car because you serve a big God, right? And amen. So we're expecting big things. I'm going to, if y'all just line this up, Some of you all, I'll have to kind of explain to you what you're seeing, amen, before we show this. And a few weeks ago, we come back here from Indiana. We weren't able to have church because of the hurricane, right? We were just kind of locked down. I'm on the show maybe about a minute or two of this video. The first day we were able to come back, we came back on a Friday night. We had a little worship service, praise service, and Thanksgiving service. Wonderful, wonderful atmosphere. Brother Garen praying. Y'all appreciate Brother Garen praying. Man, that man is a prayer warrior. Right? I mean, we get into the war room, we go to war on the devil, right? And him and Brother Troy just kind of laying it down, and you know, and it, you know, there's a few brothers that God has given, amen, that man, when they start praying in that prayer room, man, I tell you what, the atmosphere just be shifting, you know, and it's just been a real blessing just to have them. But we come back and we had that prayer, praise, and Thanksgiving service. Then we came in Sunday morning, and this video that I'm showing you all, Brother Quentin, it was his first service, and he was sitting over here where Sister Rachel is sitting, and he was recording this video. And there were, you'll notice just a little something on the video, and I'll just let it go from there. You have to move it over to this screen so that they could see it over here on this screen, and then push play here. And if you would, just you got to help them move it over, if y'all could. Just move the window over, huh? Did y'all get the video? No. It's on Spirit and Truth tab channel. It is private, but you have to log in to the Spirit and Truth tab channel. Do you have the password to log in? It's at the very top of the channel. If you've logged into the Spirit and Truth tab channel, praise the Lord. You just turn that light off there for me, and then we'll. He just making sure that Yeah, praise the Lord. Good to see you, Brother Mike. Amen. And my niece is here. God bless you, Christina. So good to see you as well. Do we have it? So I know for Brother Quentin, if anybody was near him on that Sunday, y'all saw him just crying, and you know, and he was, because God was just kind of confirming something to him through this, and he shared it with me. He had to go back home to Maryland for a little bit, and he still got a house up there that he had to take care of and everything, but he shared this with him before he left, and I said, well, my, that's a real blessing. As you see it, like Brother Troy was saying, now you'll see it, and you have the choice to either believe it's of God or it's not of God. That's your choice. I can tell you this, that what we saw, we've actually tried to do all kind of things to dissect it. And one way that we tried to dissect it is by slowing the video down to see what we could see. And when we slowed the video down, it just went completely blank. Just blank. We slowed it down multiple speeds, and it just you couldn't get anything, right? So we felt that God was telling us that you're either going to take this by faith or you're not going to take it at all, right? And the other thing is, I watched a second video from a second camera, and it didn't show on the other camera, but it did show on this one camera. So I just believe it's just the Lord just, you know, showing us His presence is in our midst. Amen. Can't get it? Okay. It's Are you able to see the private videos? It's private. And if we can't get it, don't worry. That means I have to save it to Sunday. Yeah. And it's okay if not. That means we'll have to save it to Sunday, and I'll have it lined up accordingly. But the video, and I won't. It's going to be on our YouTube channel, but I didn't want to release it just yet. I wanted the church to see it first, and then after the church sees it, then I'll release it, and everybody else will be able to see it. Amen. And some will see it and think nothing of it, but for me, I just thank God for His presence being in our midst. Amen. I believe He proves Himself. He's a simple God. He don't do big things. He do simple things. And if you're not spiritual, you won't catch what He's doing. You'll completely miss it, right? So if we can't get it, don't worry, saints. We'll wait till Sunday. Yeah, we'll wait till Sunday. It's quite all right. Yeah. Well, let's have a word of prayer. And we will just prepare to close the service tonight. And on Sunday, we'll show you all that. Father, we just come before your presence. We thank you for this word that we heard here tonight. Lord, just kind of putting it in Brother Troy's heart. How can we neglect when we see the mighty things that you have done? How can we neglect the salvation that's been given to us? And Lord, help us to keep our eyes on every promise that you've made, to keep confessing your word over every circumstance, knowing, oh God, that what you have spoken, it shall come to pass. It cannot fall to the ground and return void, but it will accomplish the very purpose and intent that it was sent forth to do. And we pray, God, that you would help us, Lord, to hold fast to our confession of faith. Oftentimes, Lord, before something is manifested, you are moving on what we're confessing. So help us, Lord, to continue to confess that. We also just want to pray your traveling mercies over our precious brother, Lord, coming from Washington. Ask that you would bless him as he returns home. We know it was not by chance or by accident. You had him here for this time just to bring Brother Foxworth. And Lord, I just pray that his heart will remain encouraged and that you would just bless all that he would set out to do there at home. And just thank you for him coming down and having so much concern for his loved one and just sharing this week with him, Lord. We just appreciate that. We pray, Father, that you would just bless the saints as they leave this place tonight. We thank you for the many testimonies that we heard here tonight. What a blessing it has been just to see how you're moving in the lives of the people, the different jobs that you have provided, places to stay that you have provided. You've opened doors that we could not see. You continue to make ways out of no way, and God, we're grateful for that. So we pray that you would keep us until we're able to come back again on Sunday morning. May you meet us here, God, in a very special way. May you bless, Lord, our service. May the Holy Spirit just have preeminence in everything that happens in this place. We'll give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. It's in Jesus Christ's name that we pray. Amen and amen. God richly bless you. The brothers will come at this time to dismiss you.